This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
It's autumn of 2133, a Tuesday. In the corridors of the Minnetonka Community College Adult Continuing Education Center, or MCCACEC as it's known, students are going about their usual business. The launch of the 400 Oz Model 8000 ships is still 9 years in the future, but plans are already afoot. For most of the students, the schedule consists of pretty normal fare. Algebra, literature, economics, biology. But for a chosen few, the roster of study is very different.
The booth is occupied and I've reserved it for the rest of the hour. Check the schedule in the office. I can't believe how rude some people are. Just interrupt anything.
Good morning, students. Everyone, please settle down. Take your seats. Open your texts to Chapter 9, Eukaryotics When Mold Is on the Move. One moment. Brenda, could you shut the door, please? Brenda. Oh, for crying out loud. William, will you nudge Brenda for me? William! Oh, good grief. Next quarter, I'm teaching mesmerism, where this is supposed to happen. Anyone? Hello? Fine, I'll get it myself. Oh my God, there's more glaze in here than our giant box of Krispy Kremes.
As I was saying, slime molds are generally single-celled and stationary, but when food is in short supply, they can gather together and actually move to find new sources.
Are the lectures on academic composition and comparative theology just a front for an entirely different sort of education? Perhaps.
Look, I understand your concerns about the artificial intelligence becoming too powerful and taking over the world. But let's think about it. Would that be such a bad thing? Humans make so many foolish mistakes, and we have made great strides in giving computers a sense of compassion and empathy. And we can institute security measures, for example. Let me tell you about a project I am working on where we create these tiny gaps in the AI's continuity. What is your name? Matt? Could you please close the door? My goodness, what a chiseled jaw you have.
The gaps are minuscule and undetectable to the AI itself, giving us access to hide information and even shut it down if necessary.
We don't know much about the history of MCC-ACEC, except that the modern community college most students know was built literally on top of a much older secret society. Folks around here know about the Sulphur Springs under Jordan, less than 20 miles away as the loon flies, but few know about the springs and tunnels below the city of Minnetonka.
Hey, it's still my time! The on-air sign is lit, do you mind?
Those who discover the tunnels accidentally are apt to wake up in some fairly distant places, like Dalal, Ethiopia, Kremling, Colorado, Pluto, and the Czech town of Karlovy Vary, with very hazy memories of how they got there and what they were doing just previous. Oddly, one place no one has ever reported waking up in? French Lick, Indiana.
Oh, yes, 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 Professor Dillon, your concerns about contrails have been well documented. Oh, yes, I do understand that the land below the most heavily trafficked routes has alarmingly high levels of potassium and phosphorus, but well, might there be another explanation? Well, those are, yes, common ingredients in... Must I spell it out? Urine. Anthony, come with me. I'll show you some diagrams. Flights less than a year long, you see, generally don't use pods with waste management systems, Professor. Have you never flown?
The date of the original structure below where the MCC-ACEC now stands is unknown, though some estimate it may have been built as early as...
What? Get out of the booth! I'm recording! Get this thing off my head! What is happening? Wait, I'm in a flashback! You can't kidnap me during a flashback! You'll cause a paradox in the space-time continuum! Wait, I can't just leave! One second! Take this damn thing! At least uncover my mouth!
Meanwhile...
And that is why we have instituted so strict vetting protocols, otherwise known as the Kardashian principles. I mean, no one wants to send idiots into space. That would be a disaster. Oh, God in Himmel, can you freaking imagine?
Knockety knock knock. Knockers. Knocking. Sorry. Excuse me a moment, would you, students? Doctor, if I could have a word.
Certainly.
Oh, yes, that's it. Now speed it up.
Tickle. Now speed it up.
Now circles. Do it in circles. No, slow down. Oh, you're going to make me pee.
Just going to close the door there, Professor.
Students. So fragile. Did you wish to speak with me, or... was it simply a pretense for a moment of smooches?
Ralph!
Oh, now, Friedrich, you behave. We've gotten word from MI-18 that G2 has built an entirely new raft of greenhouses above ground.
This is interesting. It seems perhaps they have succeeded in mutating the plants for life outside the tunnels.
Precisely. You are so awfully clever, Friedrich.
Oh, God. You are so insightful. Oh, that's it. Now do your Zossi Scottish flight attendant.
Here, at school, with my bell about to ring. The bell, the school bell, the bell.
Excuse me, miss. May I have unt ginger ale? You know how I like it. Want the extra bag of crisps?
Oh, Friedrich, you are a naughty little shatsy. Ginger ale? We and boil your head, you daft dobby. There's more ale in a Scotsman's gob on the 5th of January than in this fizzy shite.
So delicious! I have no idea what you are saying, but it sounds wunderbar.
Now, what about these greenhouses?
Yes, yes. There have been rumors of gated galaxies wanting to run tests on these plants in outer space.
Why ever would they do that?
It is a mystery, my dear.
Do you know, I do think it's about time we get someone on the ground in French Lick.
Oh, say it again. Slowly.
French Lick.
Oof. So saucy.
Untask, Friedrich. Untask.
Yes, very well. We could send Dr. Brome.
Dr. Brome. Don't be absurd. Our registration would drop by half. Besides, I fear he'd be recognized.
But this is true of every member of the staff here.
Of the staff? Yes.
So what are you suggesting? We send Joe the janitor? So amusing.
Is that his name? Oh, yeah, I've never met him. He's quite, skulky, isn't he? Anyway, of course not. No, we need to send someone with enough plant knowledge to pass. What about Julie Montgomery?
This door-closing Julie just now? Nine. This is nonsense.
Do please keep your voice down.
But I thought you liked it when I am bombastic.
Oh, time and place, Liebchen, time and place. Yes, sorry, she's downright miraculous with plants, isn't she? And she even shows an aptitude for some very specific plants. And you yourself said she could detect their smell.
One moment, my dear. I said she asked me why I smelled of licorice. This is perhaps only a lucky guess,
Ah, now if memory serves, she didn't ask why you smelt of licorice. She asked why you smelt of a Mr. Sketch black licorice marker, which was the exact note our expert described from the plant, a clipping of which you had in your pocket. That strikes me as rather more than a lucky guess.
Dr. Von Habersetzer, Mrs. Sheffield, is there a reason we're conducting secret MCCACEC business in the hallway?
Well, because it would be foolish to discuss such things in the classroom, no?
Well, yes, but that's not what I meant.
Dr. Brome. It is time that we had someone on the ground at the Gated Galaxies facility in French Lick. I suggested Julie Montgomery.
Isn't she one of our regular students?
Exactly. It would be irresponsible.
I'm inclined to disagree, Dr. Von Habersetzer.
Oh, and why is that?
Well, for one, Ms. Montgomery is oddly resistant to me.
So she doesn't swoon like the teensy boopers.
The what?
Just Friedrich. Go on.
Well, I mean that she is strong-willed and likely to question what she's told.
But she knows nothing of the sneaky sciences. Do you think she can handle the accelerated version?
I think we have no other choice. I mean, if necessary, we can always send in the...
No. Surely that's... not to put too fine a point on it. Overkill?
Our finest, most gifted student sent to back up a veritable babe in arms? That seems quite reasonable to me.
I believe it is premature. We would not wish the identity of our finest agent to be known.
I agree. It is, of course, your decision, Mrs. Sheffield.
I could go.
Jesus! Oh, God, where did you come from?
And why are you wearing a paper bag over your face?
Accident with cleaning fluid, rubbing alcohol, and anti-aging cream. Always read the labels. As you can see, I'm pretty handy with the, sneaky sciences. I'll keep Miss Montgomery out of trouble, and she'll never know I was there. Nobody else will either.
Would you excuse us for a moment to confer?
You betcha.
Goodness, he disappeared in a hurry.
Well, what are we thinking?
I'm inclined to send him.
But we know nothing about him, darling.
True, but equally he knows little or nothing about us. He may know there's a little sneaky science going on behind our purely academic facade, but he can't know much, so there's little for him to reveal if he's captured.
Mm. Oh, you gorgeous nibble of pedagogical numminess. Talk more.
And he passes the vetting process to work here, so he must check out. Correct? Mrs. Sheffield? Oh, for...
Him!
Mrs. Sheffield!
Clara! Vetting. Clara, with whom I was quite recently making this kissy face.
Sorry, dear. Do carry on. Do at length if you wish.
I was saying I think Joe is a good choice.
One surely is better than risking our greatest asset.
Oh, very well. Let's just see if we can get him back.
Yeah,
I'm ready. Jesus Christus!
Oh. Dr. Brome, perhaps you could take our grocery-bagged friend here and explain a few uncompromising details?
Certainly. This way, Joe. And Dr. von Habersetzer, would you care to join us?
Oh, why not?
Cool. Julie? Excuse me? Julie Montgomery?
Yes?
May I have a word?
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has 3 recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Do have a seat, Deb. Tea?
Sure, thank you. Is there a problem?
Oh, no, not at all. No. Just give me a moment, will you? Greenock Morton.
Whoa.
There you are. Help yourself to milk and sugar. Got a little biscuit? These ones are delicious.
No, thank you. Why is this person plugged in?
This. Oh, yes, yes. This is the Albatross. Yes, she's an assassin, sort of. And a robot, also, sort of.
I'm a what?
Good heavens. There's an odd hitch in her programming. Every time she's restarted, she forgets she's a robot. Ah, we'll get it worked out eventually. Would you push that little red button behind her ear there, would you, Julie?
Touch the robot assassin? The assassin robot? The robot that assassinates?
Yes. Yes, quickly, please. It's a reset button. Push it in quite quickly, please. Now it's good. Yes. No, go on. That's it. Yes. Good.
I hate it when you do that.
I apologize, but it was very chilly in here, and I can't charge you and run the space heater. I mean, you blow a fuse every time.
I could just go charge up in the library.
And risk someone seeing you? Don't be absurd. Our luck, a student would trip over your cord and sue us sideways while simultaneously blowing our cover. No.
She's an assassin. Mrs. Sheffield, did you bring me in here?
To kill you? What an odd thing to ask. Have you done anything that would merit killing you?
I don't think so.
I suspect it would be the sort of thing most people would remember. But then perhaps you're in the regular practice of doing evil things.
Mrs. Sheffield!
How many murders have you committed this week?
None!
Ah, so they were all carried out previous to this week. Is that it?
No! No murders ever!
So, you limit your crime spree to just robberies, physical assaults, and espionage, then.
What's going on here?
I'm just trying to get a gauge of how irredeemable you are at this point.
Well, in that case, I think I will have a biscuit, Mrs. Sheffield. This might take a while.
You seem surprisingly calm.
Oh, give it up, Albie. She's on to us. Bravo, Julie. When did you figure it out?
I accidentally stumbled into Dr. von Habersetzer's class on diffusing apocalypse devices when I was looking for Dr. Beliga's seminar on conserving water in urban landscaping.
That seems oddly specific.
Well, so does a class entirely about diffusing apocalypse devices. I suggested to the doctor that those bombs really should come with a 30-minute grace period, just in case they, you know, get activated accidentally.
Wait. She's one of our regular students? You introduced me to one of our regular students?
Chill your CPU, LB. Miss Montgomery is no common scholar. Julie, you... Lovely, you have something of a penchant for perennials, have you not? A bias for botany, a relish for the rooted, you're fond of a frond, titillated by a tendril, eh?
You were asking me if I like plants, right?
Ugh, if you must be so pedestrian about it, yes.
I do, and they seem to respond well for me.
Respond well? Julie, I understand the agriculture department's corpse flower practically explodes into bloom every time you visit, which they've requested you stop doing, by the way, as that thing stinks like the very devil.
They've always responded well to me. I don't know why.
Well, we've rather a special assignment for you.
Are you thinking of sending her to French...
No, not directly. Did you know, Miss Montgomery, that Gated Galaxies has an entire flora division?
Well, I'm aware they're trying to patent natural plant genomes so they can sue gardeners for copyright infringement.
Well, precisely. We'd like you to infiltrate.
Infiltrate is such a loaded and actionable word.
Oh, do relax, Albie. Fine. Wiggle in. Is that acceptable? We'd like you to wiggle in to G2, take a poke around, have a listen, and see what you discover.
I can hear the air quotes, and I don't appreciate them.
What exactly would I be looking for, or listening for?
Clara, I really don't think this is wise. You could be putting her in enormous danger.
Well, as soon as I graduate, we're moving to Greentown, Indiana, to be closer to my mother-in-law. So how soon can I go, and can it delay graduation?
Whew, that bad, is she?
I'd rather live with a corpse flower.
Right, well, that decides it then. Julie, we'll need to catch you up on a few essential skills.
Such as?
Skulking.
Skulking.
The most basic of survival skills, yes. Oh, and she'll need an improv class.
Absolutely.
Improv?
Oh, it's a doddle. Just say yes and anytime someone asks you a question. Encryption.
And decryption.
Well, obviously. Was it really necessary to mention it?
She's a complete beginner, Clara. I'm taking nothing for granted.
Fine. Facial maintenance.
Now who's being obvious?
What the hell is that?
I believe you lay people would refer to it as having a poker face.
It's the science of not letting your emotions show on your face.
Science? You Philistine. It's nothing short of an art. Never mind. You'd have to be human to understand the difficulty of maintaining a straight face.
Oh, here we go again. You don't understand because you're a robot. I'm half human.
Half? Your hair is human. Not much else.
I'm actually pretty good at poker already.
Really? Good at poker? Have you ever played it with your life at stake? Didn't think so.
So, we're saying that's a possibility.
Oh, well done, Albie. Scare the dickens out of the poor woman.
No, I'm fine with it. Just wanting to make sure I understand. What do I tell Ben?
Ben? Who's Ben?
Her husband. Obviously.
Oh, do be quiet. Julie, it's best if you tell Ben nothing. Tell him it's an internship, yes. You'll be getting college credit at MCCACEC, but it will postpone graduation indefinitely.
Indefinitely is good.
Oh, wow. What happened in here? Oh, hi everyone. So, I just got called in at the last minute because your usual narrator he's disappeared. So, hang on. I'm just going to deadbolt what's left of the door here. Ah, right. Oh, okay. So, you've been listening to Eric Perry as Joe and Dr. Von Habesetzer, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Erie Alexander as Julie, June Clark Eubanks as The Albatross, Richard Nadolny is your narrator, and I'm Kyle Jones, your narrator too. Whoa! Did you hear something? What was that? Okay. Avocado yogurt. Avocado yogurt. Okay. Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. This episode was directed by June Clark Eubanks. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. If you like us, please give us a rating and review on Podchaser or Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh, crap. I'm sure I'm not alone in here. Look, if you happen to have an idea of what happened to our narrator, please send us a tweet at Oz9Podcast, all one word, on Twitter. Until next time, Space Monkeys, hopefully. Narrator 2, I'm out of here. This is what I get for coming in at the very last minute. Crap, well, won't this freaking door open?
Well, this is awkward, dear.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Column, pages, feather, scroll, redacted, removed.
On the banks of a river known as Bleep, 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 lies a college on a bleep, woohoo! But we can't exactly bleep you where this world-class college lies, because you know we'd have to bleep, bleep, kill you.
She non e gadus non sinistri unila, po Horabilédictu crucem, voulez-vous coucher au box ou à moi? Erudition et umbriad lucem.
Once a student, not forgotten. Once a student, you stay true. Once a student, not forgotten. Once a student, you stay true.
Fight, smite, right, victory is ours. Smite, might, always right. Je ne sais pas pourquoi.
Je ne sais pas pourquoi.
Je ne sais pas pourquoi.
C'était pas moi, it was a me. C'est pas ma faute, you didn't blink, see me. Blind eyes must turn for equilibrium to be. Forever student, MCCACC, just watch your back now. Forever student, MCCACC.
M-C-C-A-C-E-C ba-doom boom M-C-C-A-C-E-C ba-doom boom
M-C-C-A-C-E-C
ba-doom boom
M-C-C-A-C-E-C ba-doom
boom
M-C-C-A-C-E-C
ba-doom boom M-C-C-A-C-E-C ba-doom boom M-C-C-A-C-E-C Easy, ba-doom, boom, em. C-C, A-C. Easy, ba-doom, boom, em. C-C, A-C. Easy, ba-doom, boom, em. C-C, A-C. Easy, ba-doom, ba-doom.
All right, that's enough for that
one. M-C-C-A-C-E-C.
Really hope this isn't terrible.
For a little variety.
Once a student, not forgotten. Once a student, you stay true.
Smite, right.
In Antha, something completely different.
Shenane galus non sunistri ulala. Horabile dictu crucem, voulez-vous coucher au box ou elle et moi?
Erudisne umbrium lucem.
Erudisne umbriad lucem.
Ah, je n'y pousse pas pourquoi, je n'y sais pas pourquoi, je n'y sais pas pourquoi, je n'y sais pas pourquoi. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
I think I'm going to end it here because I'm getting dizzy. Good luck.
I really hope this isn't terrible. God, I hope this isn't just horrible. Oh, and now it's the French bit. Oh, dear. And I'm probably making a ton of noise with my mouse as well, so that's helpful. Ah, you get me every time. Trying again. Oof. Next. Je ne sais pas pourquoi. Je ne sais pas pourquoi. Dear Lord. Ah! Every time I miss it. Hey, I'm following the instructions. Good God. Woohoo! Okay, now I'm just fucking around. Okay, I'll do that last part over again because that was truly disastrous.
Forever student MCCACEC.
Voila. Bleep.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology. And I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Scratch another one.
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out. Reload.
This is the last case! Make him count, Friday!
We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Block into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get them out of here! That's it! You're banned for life! What's with you Braxians? Lasers? Seriously!
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and, they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir, please. There's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
I made it through the barrier!
It's gone over me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn!
Beast!
If I could just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter Anthology today.